It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we are all born superstars. She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say, I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself and regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way, born this way. There ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way, born this way. There ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway kid, rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different lover is not a sin, believe capital H-I-M.
Hey, hey, hey!
I love my life, I love this record, and me, I'm of a Lafayette. I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself and regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, bullied, or teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this
way. No matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgendered life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, mate, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave. I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself and regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. I was born this way, hey, I was born this way, hey. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way, hey. I was born this way, hey, I was born this way, hey. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way, hey.
And that was Mr. Copper singing a little Gaga Born This Way. Can Mr. I just say, his beginning was so funny.
Yes.
When he started out, I was like laughing. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Blackjack, what do you think?
I said this right before we recorded. Who was I talking to? I was talking to Dylan, and we were listening to the Weird Al version, and Dylan was like talking about how awesome it is that Weird Al like changes it to stay on key a little. Like, he lowers his voice. And I like that Copper lowered his voice, but I don't think he was on key. And I think he should have modeled the Weird Al version of the song performed this way. And I thought this was very toppy. I had to turn down my volume. And this reminded me of my Fall Out Boy song. What did you think, Skywish?
I thought his verses were a little out of his range, and so it wasn't really working for him. but in the first chorus, I was laughing because it's Copper singing Born This Way, and how can you not laugh at that? I mean,
yeah.
Any guy who's like most of the time what Copper does is rapping.
Someone doesn't like Copper. They gave him black.
This was a blatant screw. I think Copper has had the most blatant screws in the game.
He's had mean screws. Both of them.
Like last week, Whitney Houston, and this week, Gaga. I mean, wow. But you know what? Okay. Here's my thing. Copper, you owned Whitney Houston last week because you totally brought like this mad energy and you were like, you know what? This happened. I was screwed, but look at me now. You know?
Yeah.
Look at me now. I get paper. No. But like this week, it was like, it almost got a little boring to me, like halfway through the song because you weren't changing up anything. You weren't adding anything. I was like, where's that pizzazz, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really proud of you. You tackled a really hard song. And, like, kudos, man. Seriously. If you just stuck with, like, that silliness you had at the beginning when you introduced the song and yourself, I think it would have been, like, 100 times better. But, you know, still, kudos.
Yeah, Valky, stick silly with it. If you know,
yeah, stick
you,
silly.
If you, I mean,
if it's too,
don't take it seriously unless
if
you're going to take
it
seriously.
It's a song that you wouldn't do normally. Never take it seriously on this show unless like,
yeah.
I mean, you don't want it to be complete, like, you know, pandemonium, but
no like have fun with it.
Yeah,
like how like Russ with his
yeah,
song
Fat Bottom Girl. Like, yes.
Yeah,
but that was pretty well sung though.
Yeah,
and then,
it was
I mean, like, it's just, it's really hard because the name of this show is Screwing, and Copper, you really did get screwed, and like, I just, my heart goes out to the people who get screwed because they got screwed. It's not like they chose this song, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't think Copper would ever be like, I want to sing Born This Way because I know I can do it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just so hard. Like, there's not many boys that can have Gaga's range ever. So, it's really hard.
What do you think?
Yeah, what'd you think, Valky?
About Kyrie.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed because, like what Sky said last week, like, it was a song that you knew you couldn't pull off, so you, like, went goofy with it. And I think, like, this week it's also kind of, it sounds mean, but it's also kind of a song you can't really pull off, so you should have gone more goofy with it than you did. Like, the verses sounded like you were talking. It was weird, and, like, you were, it was more singing, and it was like you were switching, you were going like one key higher and then going back down. It was like wonky pitch-wise, and then it also was like sing-talky, and it sounded low for you, which was weird. Like, it didn't exactly match the backtrack, I don't think, because you were singing it a little lower than it should have been. So, I liked the talking part, though. That was funny. But I wish you would have brought it like you did last week. I'm kind of worried for you now.
Yeah.
But it's so hard because, like, I know, Copper, I know you have it in you to, like, completely bust out this song like you did last week. I think you just got nervous and tried to, you know, I think you went into, like, more, I want to make sure I'm doing, like, this note-wise. Because last week, he was, like, he almost practically rapped some parts, if you noticed. You know? And, like, he
did
the same thing here. It was just, like, I don't know, stylistic choices, I guess. So. Yeah, and I'm not allowed to say who screwed you, Copper. I can't say it.
I was looking forward to that. I'm like, who screwed Copper? Who screwed? I was going to make a shout-out.
I was gonna
put a hit on them.
It would be number one on the hit list because hurts
right,
my
right.
heart. Screwing Copper, it hurts my heart.
Right, but now on the hit list, I'm putting Rochelle on the hit list because she is awesome.
Oh, for people to hit, yeah.
I want Rochelle to do System of a Down next week, please, guys. That's what I want. All right.
Everyone, Blackjack just wants everyone to do something.
Michelle's gonna get all mad, like, no, Blackjack. No.
Belk just wants everyone to fail and get screwed because that makes her happy and she wants blood. Oh, goodness. I have very funny judges. Okay. All right, next up, we're gonna hear from a beautiful girl named Soyala. And Soyala is singing a Hercules song, I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Oh.
It's the Megara song. I really like this song.
Soyala is... That's not a screw.
That is not a screw for Soyala.
That's not a screw. I know.
That's gonna be awesome.
I'm excited to listen. Let's go.
I know. Let's do it.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that.
Do you think you're kidding? Easier than heaven. Do you try and keep it hidden? Honey, we can see right through you.
I won't say I'm in love. I thought my heart had learned its lesson. It feels so good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out.
And that was Soyala singing I Won't Say I'm in Love from Hercules. Hercules. Yeah. Let's start with Balk. Did we start with Balk recently? I don't even know.
No, we haven't.
I don't think so. I love this song. This was another one that I really liked. Like the first half, I didn't feel like you were like as into it, like sass wise and stuff, but your voice sounded really pretty on it. And then like around the like belty, like held out long love part, it picked up and it made me happy, like the second half of the song. And you just sounded super awesome. And it sounds like you're not sick anymore. So I'm like, yay. It was a little vibrato heavy, but like that's just like a nitpick because I really enjoyed this and I'm glad someone didn't screw you over and gave you this, so
yeah, this was definitely not a screw. I think they must know that Soyala's a Disney fan because she's a big Disney fan and they gave her like the song made for her voice.
So good.
Yeah. This was super good. I really enjoyed it. I was just listening along and I was like, yes. Certain parts of it, I thought you were a little bit slower than the original, but it didn't detract from anything because you were still on time. This is kind of a hard song, especially for a Disney song. It's one of the harder ones for females, I'd say, and I think you tackled it really well. I really don't have much to say on this song. I'm trying to remember. There was one part I think it was the last run before the soft part, which was the only part where I was like, oh, that was a little weird. But your soft part was just gorgeous, so totally made up for it, girl. You're awesome.
I really liked at the end when she was saying, like, the belty parts, when she's like, get off my case.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That was my favorite part of the song. I actually wrote, I got a little bit of a Nani vibe from that, which Nani's freaking epic, so.
Ooh.
That's a two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up in Blackjack's world. Over this, there in the BJ corner.
Yeah, I agree with Valk on the beginning was a little weaker compared to the rest, but the whole song was awesome, so.
Yeah. Just, and you know, that could be considered building anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I agree on that note. But you know what? Great job, Sayala. This was a very strong song. Mm-hmm.
I feel weird whenever we get songs that aren't screws, it's like so hard because there's like two opposites. Like you're having songs where people are getting completely screwed, mm-hmm. and then we have songs where people are like performing so well
and
on them.
They
shouldn't be in the same competition or something. I don't know.
It's true, but you know what's so weird? Like tonight, even the songs that were like really good for people's voices that were not screws were harder songs.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So I think people are not just being like easygoing in this competition. They're actually giving like, okay, this is going to be a challenge because they don't want to just be like, I don't want you to wipe the floor with me, but I want to be nice at the same time. So I think it's really interesting. There's a lot of good dynamics happening in this competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know what you're going to hear.
Yeah. I like it. And this person says that she can be revealed. So the person who chose the song for Sayala was Mr. Sister.
Oh. Woo,
good job, Margot. Margot's playing really nice. Yay. All right. So I think that means we only have two left.
Yeah. Yes.
And the next on our list is Nani.
Nani.
And Nani.
Speaking of the Nani.
Yeah, speaking of the Nani. And she's singing a Celine Dion song. None of those are easy. I don't think I know one easy Celine Dion song. I don't think it would be a Celine Dion song if it was easy. And
I think I only know one Celine Dion song.
I'm a girl, so I know multiple. I'm sure Valk is like, I know multiple too.
I've tried to sing her, and yeah, it's too hard.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. She's so... The placement of her voice is strange for a female placement, I think. So she can naturally... like do these crazy things, and you know what, that could be, you know, said of Nani too. Not that her voice placement is strange, but she could do crazy things
because she's awesome.
So this falls perfectly under the category of like songs that are kind of hard. Let's just listen to it.
Let's listen to it. That's the Way It Is by Celine Dion as performed by Nani.
And I know your story. I see what you're going through. Yeah. It's an uphill climb. And I'm feeling sorry. But I know it will come to you. Yeah. Don't surrender. Cause you can win in this thing called love. When you want it. No, but it's plain to see. stick together. You're gonna find a way, yeah. So don't surrender, 'cause you can win in this thing called love. When you want it the most, there's no easy way out. When you're ready to go and your heart's left in doubt, don't give up on your faith. Love comes to those who believe it, and that's the way it is. That's the way it is. When life is empty with no tomorrow, and loneliness starts to call, baby, don't worry.
And that was Nani singing "That's the Way It Is" by Celine Dion. She was.
I've never heard that song.
You've never heard that song?
No.
I think that's like, besides the Titanic song, I think that's probably Celine Dion's most famous song, right?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
You're probably right.
I think it is, but I mean, it's a hard song. It's a really hard song to sing. And Nani, you like, wow, like there's, oh my gosh, girl. Like nothing that woman can't do. her backgrounds were to die for. I was like getting chills just listening to this song.
Yes,
and her backgrounds was like woo.
Backgrounds were like beyond perfect.
Yes.
Like I have no idea how you do it, Nani. Your backgrounds are always like so perfect.
Yes,
like it's insane.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was listening to this song and like I was doodling and I was just like writing little hearts. Mm-hmm. Celine Dion makes me feel like romantic things, I guess. But yeah, Nani, you always have like this simple tenderness to your voice, and like even though you're not, okay, does this sound weird, Blackjack? She's not like full out with her energy in your face. She still like compounds tons of energy in everything she does.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that makes sense to you, Nani. and the bridge. The bridge was my favorite part because you did it exactly like Celine. And, like, you was like, oh, it gave me chills. At the end, the belty parts were a little bit loud for me, so I had to turn down the volume. But that was, like, I think that was my only, like, actual critique thing. Like, yeah. I can read you what Valk says. Starbucks is closing, so she's listening to the last person and giving her critique in the thing. She says, Nani, it was fantastic. Loved it. My only note was the don't give up on your faith belt at the end sounded a tad borderline shouty, but then you corrected it on the second line. Other than that, loved it. Blackjack, what did you think?
It was weird. I wrote that it's kind of weird, you know, critiquing songs you've never heard. I was not surprised at all by how awesome this was when Nani came in. I thought that it got a little too shouty. I don't at some parts towards the end, but I really liked this. And I think this was a really hard song to sing, and you did a really good job on it.
It's a super hard song to sing.
Probably, would you say hardest of the night so far?
I don't know. We've had super hard songs. That's a hard call. I think anything Celine is really ridiculous, though.
I'm saying hardest of the night so far.
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think of all the songs. I mean, Ophi's song was ridiculous. Run to the Hills. That was hard.
Nelly's
song was ridiculous.
Both of them got rock songs.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of hard songs tonight.
Hell?
Nani, you owned your ridiculously hard Celine Dion song.
Yeah. I think I put Nani on the hit list last week, and that's why someone gave her Celine Dion. But
probably so.
She owned it. Guys, don't give her Celine Dion or big singers. You got to give her System of a Down.
But I could tell you who gave her this. And the person who gave it to her was actually giving it to her because she knew that she could handle it. And handle it, she did. It was Rochelle.
Rochellular.
Yeah.
It was good. Okay.
It was good, but it was a hard song. It's like one of those things that you hand it to someone and it's like, yeah, I know this is going to take a lot of work, Nani, but you just, you know, manage.
I really like that Nani did this. This was awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. Let's see. I think we only have one more tonight to listen to. And that person is Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Autumn. And she's going to be singing some Evanescence.
Oh, I know this song.
Yes, Going Under, which is like on my favorite Evanescence CD. So let's listen. Okay. I'm excited.